Despite the trail of girls Mason Jameson left behind him like breadcrumbs in the forest of masculinity, girls with mascara rippling down their teenage cheeks with heartbreak and hatred, now trapped in their very marrow, Alice still desperately wanted to follow that trail straight to him. What choice did she have? She was months away from becoming a faceless freshman, and he was once the coolest boy at J.C. Hill Elementary. There was something very chic about the idea of holding hands through the halls and getting pulled against his chest while he smoked. Even if she knew from other girls that he repeated the most boring stories and his cigarette ash got caught in their hair, it might not be fulfilling, but it'd be validating, the way male attention could be. That was good enough, probably. Before this year, Alice had been mostly ignored. She'd watch each of her friends fall victim to the onslaught of puberty, entering grade 6 with sweatshirts and pudgy cheeks and emerging on the other side with breasts and blackheads and skin-tight leggings that shouted every dimple to the world. Alice's chest remained stubbornly flat, her hips defiantly narrow. When she walked down the street in a pair of shorts, it was unremarkable. When her friends walked down the street in shorts, it was an event. There were hoots and hollers from windows or porches, beeps from rusted-out res cars, deep frowns from disapproving elders. There was something almost insidious about puberty, the way it slammed shut the door to childhood, never to be reopened, and shoved you face first into this strange, dangerous place called womanhood. But on the eve of her 13th birthday, puberty came for Alice, too. It molded her chests into tits, her butt into an ass, carved cheekbones out of her face. She tried to stifle her body with oversized shirts and poor posture, but it was no use. Those rebellious curves were still there, pushing out from the fabric, demanding their due. Both her ma and Aunt Rachel had tried to explain to Alice how her period connected her to our mother, the earth, our grandmother, the moon, how she was one in a line of women who could be traced all the way back to Sky Woman, the mother of our nations. They were trying to be nice, Alice knew, but it was too late. She saw the way men looked at her now. Women, too, as if she were land to claim, a rival to kill. She'd already resigned herself to the idea that her body was no longer hers, just flesh and bone on extended loan, bound to be collected by some man sooner or later. After that, she would be his to own, his to decide what to do with, to sit on some pedestal or throw in some corner to cry.